Blog Talk Radio. Keep knocked out silent, so Yaquan. on the air. Talk part of the Sabbath day. I be your host for the top part of the Sabbath day by name, your seer, Israel. Oh, see, great. All right, it's top part of the Sabbath day. We're just going to, we got a memo saying the elder will be coming in a little bit late after he in a speaking engagement. So, top part of the Sabbath day. So what we're going to do, we're going to get something going on top part of the Sabbath day, no doubt about it. This is the top part of the Sabbath day. It's the day the Almighty M.A. No doubt about it. Top part of the Sabbath day. And Yahweh, I'll be with you all. Top part of the Sabbath day. That memo saying. All right.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, we live top five and Saturday in all locations have gave me an indication they're ready to go. So all the six locations are ready to go, top five and Saturday. Yahweh be with y'all. And we're going to swing inside of count one and see if we can find the young line and see if we can look at some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, top five of the Sabbath day. Let's see what we can get going on another day that the Almighty have and be blessed to see another Sabbath day in Yahweh. And this was all about top five of the Sabbath day. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What can we read there? Young line, you on the clock, come out.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And that's the game changer. What the world needs to know that the righteous spirit will teach you, but the righteous spirit in the first chapter 1 through 8 says what in the wisdom of Solomon? What message does Solomon laid on the table about the righteous spirit that we can read? Wisdom of Solomon 1:1 down to verse 8. Young lion, let's keep that say. Wisdom of Solomon.
Okay.
Chapter 1, 1 through 8, what does it say?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Verse 1 reads, love right, you that be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind see him. Verse 2. For he will be found of them that tempt him not, and show himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3. For four thoughts separate from Yahweh in his house when it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse 4. For into a malicious soul, person, wisdom did not enter. God bless you. Nor dwell in a body that is subject unto sin. Verse 5. or the righteous spirit of discipline.
The righteous spirit of discipline
will flee deceit.
Will flee deceit.
And remove from thoughts that are without understanding. And will not.
What would the righteous spirit do again?
Remove from thoughts that are without understanding.
He will move from thoughts of those that don't have understanding. You might say, I'm asking my mind and all of a sudden I can't find it. I can't figure out what I want to say. He'll move it from you because he know what come out your mouth, it ain't going to be straight no way. Go ahead, read.
And will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in. Verse 6.
What?
For wisdom is a loving spirit.
So, see, wisdom of Yahweh is a loving spirit.
And will not acquit a blasphemer of his word.
And see, you are a blasphemer. The wisdom of Yahweh will not be with you if you are blasphemous. Go ahead and read.
For Yahweh is witness of his ring. And a true beholder of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And a hearer of his tongue.
Right.
Verse 7. For the spirit of Yahweh filleth the world. And that which containeth all things have knowledge of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. Therefore, he that speaketh unrighteous things cannot be hid.
So if you speak unrighteous things, you cannot be hid. You will be exposed. Go ahead and read.
Neither shall vengeance when it punished pass by him.
Hallelujah. Well, all right. So we're clear about that. So one thing about it, we clear. We got a lot of stuff on the table, but one thing about it, on these top five of Sabbath days and all the locations, the males get they be ready to roll on that. So we'll just arrive back. We just gonna get keep the eye on Noel, and we just gonna wait on Noel to get that old wink, and we gonna wink right on in the corner somewhere. But what we gonna do is take a look at what's written in Mark chapter 9:35, young lion, to see the say. Mark chapter 9, verse 35 down to verse 39. Listen good what we can read.
Okay.
Mark chapter 9, 35 down to verse 39. Listen to this.
The book of Mark chapter 9, verse 35 down to 39. 35 read.
We read.
And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them.
He sat down and he called the 12 and sit down with the 12. Good. Go ahead and read.
Said unto them.
What he said to the 12?
If any man desires to be first, the same shall be last of all.
He said, now, if you plan on being first, you got to first know how to be a follower first. Know what he's saying? You should first learn your role. Understand the order, Yahweh. You won't be up front. First, learn how to serve. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. Go ahead and read.
And servant of all.
And servant of all. He said, first, won't you learn that first? Learn how to be a servant first. Well, you know, if I can't run it, then I'm all, no. Won't you learn how to be a servant first? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read.
Verse 36.
Hold that part, I got to pull the rabbit out of that. Right behind that. Mosaic, y'all quite beat you that feed right. Mosaic, y'all quite beat you that feed right. All right, good. Give me 12:18. And that First Corinthians. Let me see what 12:18 says in that First Corinthians there, Moses. First Corinthians 12:18. Can you help me out on what that saying?
Chapter 12, verse 18.
What?
Verse 18.
What?
But now has every one of them in the body as it has pleased him.
See, Yahweh, he has set the members in the body as it pleased him. What do you mean by that? Mothers, eat. What do you mean by that? In 12:7 of Ecclesiastes. What is he saying? What do we mean by what he just said? Tell me out in 12:7. What you mean? So he set up the way he wanted to set it up. What do you mean by that in 12:7 Ecclesiastes? Regular book. Yeah, verse 7. Yeah, what that mean? So you yourself returned back to earth
as it was.
And the spirit will turn back to Yahweh who gave it. I want to hold that point. Now run to Isaiah 30 on that one, Mother E. Isaiah 30. So what are you telling me? You're saying something that only Isaiah can give the answer to it. Isaiah will make a profound statement. Can you help me out? What did Isaiah say behind that one? Isaiah, he makes a profound statement, and I'm all over the place, but he's making a profound statement there, Mother. But I'm all over the place. But he's making a profound statement, but what is he saying? That we got to read what he's saying, and what is he saying that we can read? He's making a statement, Mother. And the 49th chapter, verse 16. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 49, verse 16. He's making a statement, and what is he saying in 49:16 that we can read? Yeah, verse 16. Yeah, what is he saying that we can read? Yes, ma'am, what are you saying?
Behold, I have just raised thee upon the palms of my hand. Thou wast contemptuous before me.
You're the Judy fan. He said, your spirit, or whoever has been born, he have in his hand. He got in his big old black hand. He got all the spirits in that big black hand. All of them in that big black hand. Hallelujah. Well, so all the spirits he got in that big black hand. So, and he'll release that spirit out whenever he get ready. He got everything in his hand. So when he ready to release the spirit or whoever he wants to be back when he's time, which is forewarned them, he got it in his hand, and he like he had Jeremiah read that mother D up Israel. He told Jeremiah this. He waited on Jeremiah 1:4-5. He waited on Jeremiah. Then he told Jeremiah something in Jeremiah 1:4-5. He told him something in Jeremiah 1:4-5. He looked him straight up and told him something. And what did he say?
Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5.
Uh-huh.
Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying.
Now listen this now.
Verse 5.
What?
Before I formed you.
See, before I formed you, before the sperm that hit that egg, the ovary, before that happened, I had already made up my mind all the molecules in your body. And all of them, many of them going all directions. I had one specific to go straight where I wanted to go at to that age. It was you, Jeremiah. Go ahead and read.
Before I formed you in the belly.
Before I formed you in the belly.
I knew you.
So understand one thing. It ain't nothing that man did Yahweh on all that. So whatever happens in the belly, Yahweh is on it. So be very careful before you all of a sudden abort them babies and do all that kind of thing. Y'all was the one send these babies to. At his time, he know who we want to be on the scene when he get ready. So understand that. Before I form you, Well, I told my old dad, no, your dad ain't done nothing. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Go ahead, read.
And before thou
camest
forth out of the womb.
And before you even came out of the womb, I had already put the stamp of approval on you before you even came out the womb. So you thought when John heard something, he jumped in the womb and got happy? Same thing by Jeremiah. So there ain't nothing new on the sun. Go ahead and read.
And I ordained you.
And I had already put the fix on you, and that's why Mother E read over there in that Z read it in 12:18. I fit the memo the way I want it to be. Everything going on is the work of my hand. You got to recognize the signs of the time and when they unfold themselves from the pages of the book. Read.
I ordained you
a seer
unto the nation.
See, you was already picked. It ain't your choice at all. I ordain you before the womb, and this is what I told you. If you let flesh get in the way, I made a profound statement of Mother of Israel. I said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 39, I made a statement, and like I said, for this national audience, we will put no, you will be destroyed.
But
Come on back, young line in that Mark 9. We're gonna get it down to 39 and we're gonna get our elder in, let you know we bring this broadcast, and we're gonna turn it over to the elder inside of Camp 1, and we're gonna run it back and watch this thing unfold itself.
Okay, the book of Mark, chapter 9, picking it up at verse 36.
What does it say?
36 read.
What?
And he took his child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them.
What?
Verse 37. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receive me.
Right.
And me, but, and whosoever shall receive me, receive not me, but him that sent me.
Right, right. And you know, you know who sent the son, the father.
Verse 38. John asked him, saying, Master,
now,
we saw one casting out devils in the name, and he followed not us.
If you see your ring, Mom, read Mark 9:35. You there?
No, I'm at verse 30.
But you in Mark 9, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in Mark 9.
Okay, good, good, good. See, like I ain't hearing my head in there, so I tell you what, I ain't got to hear my head. I'm going to be out the way in a minute anyway. Great.
Verse 38. And John asked him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in the name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him.
Okay.
Because he followed not us. Verse 39. For Yahweh the Son said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Verse 40, for he that is not against us is on our part.
So what I mean, see, a lot of things that we putting out right now, a lot of these big camps is getting a hold to and they make a mess behind, but that's what it's all about. It's all about is getting this out, and we know sooner or later, you're going to speak evil of the six anointed caps. You're going to have to come clean. So one thing about it, it can reveal the whole thing anyway. So we're going to bring our elder in, you know, bring this broadcast, and we come inside of the ministry of Camp 1 and bring in Elder Yagda and let him get busy in a minute. So when you meet the elder, Mr. Kidd, with a loud voice, he said, Mr. Kidd, y'all probably beat you that seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know what the stage is set for the top part of the Sabbath day. And whatever you got to tell this national audience, this massive audience on the international side, take the time and do your part. You on the clock. Come on.
Now, once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. You know, it's lucky we have a broadcast ministry like the way that we do, Voices of the Truest Life, that bring this word uncut to people so they can learn about Yahweh's word. You would be surprised at how many false teachers that think they know the word of Yahweh and don't. You know, we were warned about that many different times in the Bible scriptures about false apostles, especially in 2 Corinthians, verse 11, reading from 13 to 15. 13 says, for such are false apostles or teachers, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahweh the Son. 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a minister spirit of light. There, 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. We got a lot of people out there that try to tell you, hey, they're preaching the word of Yahweh, and they're doing it the right way, and this is our way. Better read 2 Corinthians, get yourself sharpened up, because what seems right may not all the time be right. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of loud bump the gums, bad teaching, and Christianity. And welcoming you to the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 9 p.m., 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and we're in the top part of Sabbath now, which is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, any search engine, enter tribeyard.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, all your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, as you can see. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, you can find us on Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just click the red live button, and this is where our work begins. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject, also even related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects and related topics. Few numbers you can call to reach us with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice, just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos before our program starts. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, choose any particular day that you'd like to listen. Also, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the subject topics that we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding as shotgun. And during that time, no comments off topic will be taken, or any more than two text questions answered at a time. If our teaching happens to end before time, We will continue our teaching on Pep Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But one note, when we are given the scriptures to speak, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly. Remembering, we're on an international broadcast with over 400,000 listeners wanting to hear the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so we can start to hear those words, keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, well, that's excellent. That's excellent on your part. I mean, you're ready to go with your part, and that's a great thing. And I'm going to be ready to go with my part by saying one thing. When you meet the Elder out of Camp 1, Yahdah, Israel, the lead teacher out of Camp 1, the Elder, I'm going to say, Rallow, boy. Elder, Yahdah, Israel. Tribe of Yahdah, lead teacher. Yahuwah be to that seed royal.
My bless you, seed royal. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All yours, Elder. We all ears.
In
the
top
five of Yahuwah,
another day. Once again, this is Yahuwah doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We just want to take a quick peek. Been trying to, been wrapped up with this health thing, but, Yahuwah still got me making the move to maybe to the Sabbath day. Nevertheless, you got to do it today, no matter what pain you might feel here and there. They got to make your move for your Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Let's even, see what we can look at right quick. Mother Israel. Let's see if that's Luke chapter 12 verse 12. Let's see what we can get going around here. See what I can get in. And we're going to bring that young lion from the tribe of Yahuwah Judah onto the playing field and let him play a little while.
Now we're going to
thing for a little minute.
Now we're going
to the book of Luke chapter 12 verse 12. Mother Israel, see, Roy. Let's see what we can get going. Look at Luke chapter 12 verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour which you ought to say. We have been able to teach you why we believe that. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say.
Yes.
Well, let's look at the book of Luke, Mother Lee. Let's look at Luke.
Yes.
1 verse 15. Well, Luke got to add to the conversation. Luke 21, verse 15, Mother Z, Israel, C, right. Look at Luke 21, verse number 15. Luke, chapter 21, verse 15. That's right, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, neither resist.
That's
why I said that he would give you a mouth and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But your adversaries
would
not be able to gainsay. They're on the playing field and they're trying to put down everything that the word of Yahuwah tell you.
Hallelujah.
The contrary, let's read that. Let's see if we can get a peep at that. So say it is Phoebe. Let's run to 2 Thessalonians right quick. Whatever Yahuwah got on, you got a group out here that is totally contrary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's peep at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's just get down to the matter at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that 2 Thessalonians 2, pick it up at verse number 3 and 4.
In real class, no breakdown. Just read it as read it with no breakdown for the national audience.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man deceive you by any means. So he says, now let's see how we make sure that we not get the short end of the stick.
Right.
He says, let no man baptized Judah.
Look back. Chapter 17. Verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Verse 11 reads.
What did he read?
These were more noble than those in the Thessalonians.
Mm-hmm.
And that they received the word with all readiness of mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And searched the heart.
They received the word with all readiness of mind. We about this word, right?
And searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
Well, they gotta, you gotta go back and check it out for yourself, right?
That's right.
Let's not do this look alike, mother dear. Why is it important for you to put in some work? Let's run to the book of Acts. Mother dear of Israel, see you right. Let's see in Acts chapter 2. Which one I want here? Book of Acts chapter 2. Let's look at 38 through 40. Mother dear of Israel, see you right. Why is it important that you, we put in some work? Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 40.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. 40.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter said unto them,
what do you say?
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin.
Great.
And you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit.
He said, you're going to receive the gift of the righteous spirit. Good, read up.
39.
Mm-hmm.
For the promise is unto you.
So this promise was made to you. The only way you go figure this one out, you gotta know your nationality, right? You gotta know where you fit in at. This promise is unto you. And to who?
And to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And to all that are as far off.
Great.
Even as many as Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call.
Verse number 40, what did he say?
Verse 40.
Yes, ma'am.
And with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying,
say what?
Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
So who got to put in the work?
Yourself.
Yeah. Do the teacher leadership got to do our work?
Yourself.
Is it yourself? We got to get busy. Ain't that right? We gotta put in some work. So back in that second Thessalonians, let's see, let's see, let's see, right? Let's see, that 3 and 4. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
So that's why, to the pen of Paul, right? He says, look here. Let no man deceive you by any means. Go ahead.
For that day shall not come.
Mm-hmm.
Except there come a falling away first.
Uh-huh.
And that man of sin be revealed.
So he said, that man of sin got to do what?
Be revealed.
Mm-hmm. He said it's going to be a falling away, right? Hold that point, Muddy. Let's see if we get a... deep at that in 2nd Ezra. He said it's going to be a falling away. Mm-hmm. Try to 2nd Ezra right quick. Mother, Israel, see what the number's going to be like. 2nd Ezra chapter 8. Let's keep that 1 through 3. 2nd Ezra chapter 8. Mother, Israel, number 1, 2, 3. What the number's going to look like when it's all said and done, Mother.
Ezra chapter 8, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chapter 8, verse 1. And he answered him, saying,
hey, what?
The Most High has made this world for many.
So he said, the Most High Yahweh has made this world for many, right?
Right.
What?
But the world to come for few.
So he said the numbers are going to be very what? There ain't gonna be no big crowd there. You might as well get that out of your mind.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, your mama and your daddy might not be in that number.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 2, come on.
Verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, it's another two.
So look at, I'm gonna tell you a synopsis.
compared with another.
Hallelujah. Well, they are there.
Run it down, but Thessalonians 2:3-4, Sister A.B. and Phoebe, see you right.
But he said, no man deceived by any means. You got to work out your own salvation, right? Go ahead.
For that day shall not come.
Mm-hmm.
Caused that as many as would not worship the image of the
Jew, mother, yes, Israel, see right. Isaiah 27 through 29. Let's see if we can get a few things on the table, and then we're going to bag on out the way. Joel chapter 2, 27 through 29. Let's see if we can peep at a few things. Mother, D.F. Israel, I'll see it, right?
Okay, Joel chapter
2,
verse 27
through 29. Mother, D.F. Israel, I'll see it, right?
Joel chapter 2, verses 27 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed.
See, that I'm in the midst of Israel. We read last week that he said he had divided for his habitation.
Verse 10, Brother Micaiah Israel,
see you right. The book of Isaiah.
43, verse 10.
That's correct.
You said verse 10, right?
That's correct. Verse 10.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, you are my witnesses.
He said, you are my witnesses. Go ahead.
You are my witnesses, said Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
and my servant, whom I have chosen.
Go ahead.
That you may know and believe me,
mm-hmm.
and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Yahuwah form, neither shall there be after me.
So he's talking to somebody, right? He said, you are my witness. And we are bound to put a name on him, verse number one, Brother Micaiah Israel. Who are these witnesses?
Verse one. But now, thus says Yahuwah, that created you, O Israel,
mm-hmm.
and he that formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
Don't get no more personal than that, right? He said, look here. You are my witness. You are mine. Luke 24, verse 49, what he say? So say this.
Luke 24, verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
Great.
Until you be endowed with power from on high.
They say tarry in the southern kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until you be endowed with power from on high, right?
Right.
Now let's see if we can get an example of that power, Mother dear. The book of Acts 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Mother dear, Israel, see you, Roy.
Acts chapter 4, verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together.
Great.
And they were all filled with the righteous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they spake the word of Yahuwah with boldness.
So when you full of this thing, you're going to speak this word out
with boldness.
And that's what the book says. That's a sign to know that you got it going on, right? You ain't gonna be taking no names and no numbers. You just gonna do the work of Yahuwah.
Oh.
Holy. But let me peep at a few statements in here. That will get on out of the way, young lion. Let's look at Ecclesiastes. Mother Z Israel, P. Roy. Ecclesiastes. We want to see the Ecclesiastes chapter 8, Mother Z.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, let's look at verse number 1.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 8, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a wise man or woman, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing,
mm-hmm.
a man's wisdom make his face to shine,
uh-huh.
and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
So you get a little boldness about yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Verse number 6.
That's right.
6 to 8. What do you think?
Verse number 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Because to every purpose there is a time,
uh-huh.
and judgment thereof.
Therefore
the
misery of man,
the misery of man is great upon him.
So that's why you got a time for every purpose, right?
Right.
Number 7, what do you think?
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
But he knoweth not that which shall be. For who can tell him what it shall be?
When it shall be.
When it shall be.
So he said, for he knoweth not that which shall be, right?
Right.
Shall means in the future, right? And he said, for who can tell him when it shall be? Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no man that has power over the spirit.
So he said, there is no man, no woman that He said, you ain't got that power. Go ahead, read on.
Neither has he or she power in the day of death.
So he said, when it comes to this death thing, we got what I call your number. That's just it.
That's right.
Go ahead,
read on. Death, and there is no
discharge
in that war.
So he said, ain't no doubt about who gonna win that war, right? Mm-hmm. Ain't no doubt about it. Go ahead, read on.
Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to him to get.
Verse number 11 through 13, Mother Z.
11 through 13. Yes, ma'am. 11 through 13, what do you say? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 through 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Because sentence against every
and evil.
Because sentence against evil
and evil
and evil work is not
executed
speedily.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the mind of the son of man is fully set in them to do evil.
They said because sentence against an evil work. We know what an evil work is, transgressing Yahweh's Torah instruction, right?
Yeah.
He said because Yahweh don't get you as soon as you make that move.
Mm-hmm.
He said you just keep on kicking, right? In your evil work.
That's
right. Verse number 12, what did he say?
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
So, though a sinner do evil 100 times,
mm-hmm.
and his or her day be prolonged,
great.
Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahweh,
which fear
before him.
He said, but, hey, the one that got a good go at this thing is the one that feared in Yahweh, right?
That's right.
Verse 13, yeah. Come on. What do you say?
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
But it shall not be well with the wicked.
With the transgressors of Yahweh's first 9 books, right? It ain't going to be well with them, right? Go ahead.
Neither shall he prolong his or her days,
mm-hmm.
which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before the Yahweh.
So Yahweh already got it on the books, right? He already got it in the books. We know that he don't go contrary to his word, right? But let's look at Psalm chapter 9. You already got some information in the book. Look at Psalm chapter 90, verse 4, verse number 10. Psalm 90, verse 4, and verse number 10. Sister A.B. is speaking what he say.
Psalm chapter 90.
Verse 4 and verse number 10. Psalm 90, verse 4 and verse number 10.
Psalm chapter 90, verse 4 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
For 1,000 years in your sight are what as yesterday in the past.
And what are y'all trying to say? He said, look here, I got all the time in the world. Like you say in the book of St. John 7, what do you say, Brother McKay? He made that statement in St. John chapter 7. See if I can lay my eyes on it, Brother McKay. St. John chapter 7, verse 6, what do you say?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, read.
What do you read?
Then, Yahweh's son said unto them,
what do you say?
My time is not yet come. come.
Look here. My time ain't come. I know exactly when my move is on the table, right? But
your time is always ready.
Okay, but you don't know the day or the hour, right? Your time is always ready.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Psalm chapter 90, verse 10, what do you say?
Psalm chapter 90, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
The days of our years are 3 score years and 10.
So that's what I say, look here. The days of your years are 3 score and 10. That equals to 70, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And if by reason of strength, be 4 score years.
He said, if by reason of strength, well, you took care of yourself pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might push it all to 4 score, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You might even get to 5 score.
Yes.
But that's why I said that you better get there, find the Torah instructor.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, how many days you got?
Hallelujah.
Feel your Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Clear me up.
Yes. Yes. Yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For it is soon cut off. And we will fly away.
So you say that he got a time for each and every and all, right?
Mm-hmm.
If your brother, son, and Jerry, all got a day to meet our maker, as they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at the book of Job, Brother Makai Israel, Job chapter 12, right quick. He made a few statements, and I'm going to be on my way out the door here. Job chapter 12, verse 9 through 13, what did he say?
Okay.
Job chapter 12, verse 9 through 13, by Micaiah Israel, young man, from the tribe of young daughter Judah. All
right. Book of Job chapter 12, say verse 1.
Verse number 9 through 13.
9 through 13, okay. Yes, verse 9 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now read.
What do you read?
Who know not in all these that the hand of Yahweh has wrought this.
So the hand of Yahweh, hold that point. Mother dear of Israel, see you, Roy. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel right quick. Let's see if I can pull out this statement in the book of 1 Samuel, Mother dear of Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 2. And let's keep that verse number 3. Verse number 6. Verse number 7.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 3,
mm-hmm.
verse number 6, and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 3 read, talk no more, so exceedingly proud.
Mm-hmm.
Let not
arrogance
come out of your mouth.
Please.
For Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And by him, by his actions are ways.
By him, actions are ways. So Yahweh is looking at what you do and what you say, right?
That's right.
Verse 6 and 7, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Yahweh killeth and maketh alive.
Go ahead.
He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up.
So we ain't got to complain about nothing. Whatever your state is, who is the one that's in control of it? Yahweh, right?
Yahweh.
So our duty, let's see, Mother E, what is our duty? Is it to moan and groan and complain?
We all just deserve the same.
To the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 20. What is our duty? What is our charge? Now,
what about
here? Welcome. Wait, right? Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, 20. And let's see that verse number 8 here. Verse number 11. Let's just get to the point. Please Acts 12, verse 13. That's the one we need. Please Acts 12, verse 13. What is that?
can you hear me?
They fear Yahweh and keep his Torah instruction. Why?
But this is the whole duty of a man.
Then I do it. Fear Yahweh and keep his Torah instruction. Book of Job 12. Verse number 10 to 13. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see it, Roy.
The book of Job, chapter 12. Verse 10 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, read.
What do you
read? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing?
So Yahweh got every living thing in his hand, right? Mm-hmm. That what he said? Go ahead.
In the breath of all mankind.
You mean breath of all mankind is with Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Verse 11, what do you say?
Verse 11, read.
What do you read?
Do not the ear try words.
Go ahead.
And the mouth tastes meat.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. But the ancient is wisdom, and let the days understand.
What do you say, verse 13?
13.
Yes, sir.
With him is wisdom,
mm-hmm,
and strength.
Go ahead.
He has counsel and understanding.
So you got to hold the breath of every living thing. I mean the grass on the ground. That's why I say, you live or you die. Is that right? Feel all the breath, the life of every living thing. The book of Job, chapter 27, on the D of Israel, see you right. And let's get verse number 3. Job 27, verse 3. Mother D of Israel, see you right.
All the while, my breath is in me, and the spirit of Yahweh is in my nostrils.
He says, the spirit of Yahweh is in my nostrils, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can break that down with the word of Yahweh, precept upon precept, line upon
line.
So he says, the spirit of Yahweh, right? In my nostrils.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Let me see if we can just make it sound a little better than that in the book of Isaiah, if I can wrap my eyes on it. The statement in Isaiah that I need to preset Mother E. Isaiah 2. Let's see if we can make it a little bit clearer. Verse 22. What's in your nostrils, Mother E? Job says it's the spirit of Yahweh that's in your nostrils. See if we can make it clear in verse number 22. Isaiah 2, verse 22. Mother E. Israel, see you, brother. Isaiah 2, verse 22. Mother E. Israel, see you, brother.
Verse
22.
Mm-hmm. Speak. Speak. From man of whose realm is in you.
So what's a man's
nostrils?
His breath. Spirit, in this case, is one and the same, right?
Hallelujah.
Job 33, mother.
Yahweh has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life.
So he said, the spirit of Yahweh is what made me, right? And the breath of the Almighty gave me life. As long as you're breathing, you're doing, you got life, right? As long as you are breathing, you got life.
Yeah.
Oh, if I'm getting ready to end this thing. The book of Job, chapter 34. So they did speak it. Let's look at verse 14 and 15, what he said. Job 34, verse 14 and 15.
Job chapter
34,
verse
14
and
15. Mm-hmm.
Verse
14.
If he set his mind upon man.
If he set his mind upon man, woman.
If he gathered unto himself his spirit.
we see that in this case, right? Fear and breath is one and the same, right? He gathered to himself his fear and his breath. Verse 15, what would happen?
Verse 15.
All flesh shall perish together. Good. And what man gonna do? Man is going back to what? You mean what my kinfolk said ain't really true? It ain't really true is that they up there having a jolly old good time. Come on, A.B. What you working with? Well, we were going to get there sooner or later, but come on. Hey, come on. Let's go get there. Yes, ma'am. Yahweh
formed the man of the dust of the ground.
Mm-hmm. So that's what man working with. Yahweh formed man from the dust of the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You know that, dude? We're going to bring in that young lion from the tribe of your God, Judah. But the Micaiah Israel will see you worry about sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Uh-huh. For all Israel, with the statutes and judgments,
promised to. So he commanded us, he told us to remember his law that he commanded us in Horeb. So this came to all Israel, right? Okay, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 24, verse 27. Mother Z.
That the man of Yahweh may
get Mother Z. Give me some. It's chapter 19. Let me take a peek. I want to put you in verse 7. Let me get there before. Let me get there. I got one really saying that's right. Let me get my eye on that wish. There we go. We got some. Mother Z. Before we get Mother Eve, which that's the rock, chapter 34, verse 6. We'll go to Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7. Let's just say peace. Give me the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25.
Psalms, chapter 19. Psalms, chapter
119,
verse 7.
No, verse 19, man. Psalms.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Verse 19, verse chapter 19, verse 7.
Okay.
I'm I'll just keep it as one word, and we're going to go from there. Sister APA, we got the national audience. We want to make sure we got some our members listening in. We want to make sure they can follow along. We got what we got, but we want to make sure we give it to them. You feel me? All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We in the mix.
And continue
with Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
He being not able to hear. Oh, can't be no forgetful hearing. We come to find out that hearing got something to do with the word of Yahweh. Hold on, you got to do a what? Oh, so they, you know how people always say, no, you just got to have faith. You ain't got to do no work. Well, I'm just reading my head to him. I got to be a doer of the work. Let's see what we can pull out by being Hey, let's see what we got to say about this doer, though. Let's see, I'm going to see can I get a precept about this doer.
Let's see what
I can run down in the Book of Romans. That's down chapter 2, verse 13. Mother Eve, can you give me that, please? Yes, ma'am. What we got going on over here, about we want to do some doers. Well, he said, but a doer of the work. So if you're doing something, he said you're doing some work that's going on here. So let's see what we got going on here in the Book of Romans. We're going to chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 13. Mm-hmm. What we got going on? We don't want to be just sitting around and not doing this man's word. That's why we're in the position that we're in now. Well, here's the word. But we gonna get this thing in order. What we got? What we rolling with in that Romans chapter 2, verse 13 over that Mother Eve?
Romans chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
But not the hearers
of this. Oh, so you got not, it's not, well, he said it's, I want to point, make sure we specifically point that out.
Yeah.
For not the hearers of the Torah instruction,
yeah.
But they are hearing the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
So he's saying, just because you hear the Torah instruction, it'll make you just before Yahweh. You hear it now,
mm-hmm.
But it's not that they got to go with it. What do you say?
But the doers of the
Torah
instruction
shall be justified. See, that's the thing about Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
It's never just one thing. Always have to do two things. Let me see if I can get a case in point of that. Let me see if I take a peek over here in Revelation. See if I run something down. But I can't run it down, let me get up out of there. I got the L over there with me. L, this is a spot up there over there. Revelation 22. I don't want to guess. I'm looking for a spot over there. Is it 22? All right, we're going to do some reading there. Sister A.B.
Hallelujah.
Pick it up at 22. We're going to pick it up at verse 6. Of Revelation, end time prophecy. We want to make a case of point here about doing a little work here.
Revelation chapter 22.
Yeah, we're gonna pick it up at verse 6. We're gonna do a little reading right here.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true.
Yeah.
And Yahweh of the Holy
Spirit. Remember now, whatever you say, but we got the we're gonna say Holy Spirit, and we're gonna keep moving.
Okay, Holy Spirit sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done.
Okay.
Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy.
What book?
Verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship.
of them which teach the saying of this book, worship and watch. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Verse 11. He said, unjust. Let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Let him speak as the author of Yahweh.
if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah gives.
And we know Yahuwah will get that ability to that spirit if you want it without measure.
That Yahuwah in all things may be glorified to Yahuwah the Son, to whom be praises and dominion forever and ever.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we know that Yahuwah's got this spirit right on you. If you ready to get an order, though, this is Torah. But what you reading over there in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, we're going to pick it up at verse 2, down to verse 4. We're going to precept that word order. We're going to put that on the table, so we don't want to leave no stones unturned. So we're going to try to have out the national audience in Bible study, Sabbath day. Make sure we get these things down pat. So we want to make sure that everybody get a good Sabbath day, good read going on, good understanding. What we read over there in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse, we're going to pick it up at verse 2. Numbers 24, we're going to read we're going to pick it up at verse 2.
In his tent, according to their tribe, and the spirit of Yahuwah came upon him. Verse 3. And he took up his tablet and said, "Verily, the Son of God, as he said, and the man whose eyes are open has seen. He has said, which heard the words of Yahuwah, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, and having his eyes open.
Give me jumping all the way around as a preacher after we come back to this second Timothy. We're going to read chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse 17.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
That the man of Yahuwah may be perfect,
mm-hmm.
fairly furnished unto all good works.
Mm-hmm. So, Yahuwah say, we have to, he said we got to be perfect, right?
Yeah.
He said, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And when you got all good works, and we come to find out, you got to keep these Torah instructions, but you got to have good works, right? You got to, just saying you got to keep some, right? But he just can't have just all good works and then you can keep these good works. Let's see what he said about good works then. Titus. Book of Titus. We'll go to chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse 8. He give me verse 14, Mother Eve. Proverbs chapter 3. It came in before God's help. Pop right back up on him. See, there you go. We go to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse 5. Read verse 5.
And 6.
Verse 5 and verse 6. Read. Trust in Yahweh with all your mind. If you're doing that, you're doing some good work. And lean not into thy own understanding.
Yeah.
Verse 6. In all thy ways and out of him, and each year direct your path.
Yeah,
so Yahweh say, if you want to do some good work, you're going to do some trusting in me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to lean into your own understanding.
Yeah.
You want to acknowledge him. So we want to get some good works going on. So what we read, who's holding stuff for me? Mother Eve?
He will direct your path.
Titus chapter 3, verse 14.
That's right.
Verse 14.
Let me read.
And let ours also learn to maintain good work.
That's not stop right there. This is what we're here for today.
Mm-hmm.
To help Israel. Israel learn.
Mm-hmm.
How to maintain good work.
Maintain
the Torah instruction. That's your work. Your work is the Torah instruction. What do you say for what?
For necessary
use. So he say necessary. He didn't say, well, you might need this. You know how you sit at home, you're like, man, this was necessary. Food is necessary.
Yeah,
but he said these Torah instructions is necessary for you.
Yeah.
That should be top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up every morning, he said, what's necessary? Church asked him, what's necessary, dear? Torah instructions.
Yes.
Good work, maintain.
Yes,
you know what's necessary now. Keep going.
That they be not unfruitful.
So that means if you are not doing good, maintaining good works, maintaining Torah instructions, if you ain't maintaining that, you unfruitful. Yeah, none come to your fruit.
And the reason why you got to maintain the work online, in 3:17-21, the book called Ezekiel. And this is the reason why, like you said, it's not about yesterday, it's about today. Let's see what we can read in Ezekiel 3:17-21. You got a line?
All right. The book of Ezekiel. Chapter 3, say verse 17 down to 21, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. 17 down to 21. Book of Ezekiel. Chapter 3, verse 17 down to 21. Verse 17 reads, Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word in my mouth, and give them warning for me. Verse 18. But I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way. To say this lie, the same wicked man should die in his sin, but his blood would I require at thy hand. Verse 19, yet if you warn the wicked, he turn not from his wicked, nor from his wicked way. He should die in his sin, but you have delivered yourself.
Yes.
Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man do turn from his righteousness and commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he should die, because you have not given him warning. He should die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he has done, should not be remembered, but his blood will I require at his hand. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he do not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, you have delivered yourself.
Yeah.
And you have it. You warned. So, let me see, can I back that up with, you got some?
No. No seniority in Yahweh's word. Every day, get in it like it's the first time. Every day. No seniority. No
got to hear it. You got something to add on to it? You got to hear it for it? Bring it on now. Hey, whoa, we need to know the number. 8 through what? You calling it out?
8 through whatever.
8 through 11? Okay, go ahead and read it out since they did.
Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 8 through 11. Verse 8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man.
Mm-hmm.
You shall surely die.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not seek to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. If his blood, but his blood will I require at your hand. Verse 9. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way, turn from it. If he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your sin. Therefore, O you son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, our transgression and our sin be upon us. We will, and we hang away in death. How should we live? How should we then live? Verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, says Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn to from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?
Matter of fact, read verse 12, because you know you got people out here that think, oh, my good can save my child, or my good can save my husband, save my wife. What verse 12 say?
Verse 12. O house of Israel, stand to the children of your people.
33:12.
Yeah. What's that? You son of man, say unto the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to have to live for his righteousness in the day that he sent. Verse 13.
When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he
trusts to his own righteousness and commits sin
or transgression. Matter of fact, since they did, do me one favor. Go to Ezekiel, pick it up in chapter 18 and read verse 3. That's the one I'm looking for. Ezekiel chapter 18, pick it up in verse 3.
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 3. As I live, says Yahweh, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Verse 5. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, verse 6, and have not eaten upon the mountain, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idol of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife.
Read verse 9.
Verse 9. Have walked in my statutes and have kept my judgment and deal truthfully. He is just. He
shall surely live, saith thou.
Verse 10. Verse 10.
If he begot a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things.
Verse 13.
Have given forth upon him usher.
Usury.
Of usury, and have taken increase. Shall he live, then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations and shall surely die.
Mm-hmm.
His blood shall be upon him.
Mm-hmm. So, if you do something, and I'm living right, and I'm doing the Torah instruction, but my children, they coming up, and they not doing the Torah instruction, you think I get a case in point on that?
Oh, swing down to 29, that young man, it's kind of tied in a little bit.
Okay.
Swing down to 29, the same chapter.
Mm-hmm. Take on down verse 32. 18. Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 29 down to 32,
mm-hmm.
verse 29 reads, yet says the house of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not equal, O house of Israel, are not my ways equal, are not your ways unequal. Verse 30, therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says Yahweh, repent. And turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so sin shall not be your ruin. Verse 31. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new mind and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Verse 32. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that died, says Yahweh. Wherefore, turn yourselves. And live you. Hallelujah. Alright. We'll go back. And that's the case point I just wanted to bring out that you can't save nobody. They got to, what that scripture, they got to say themselves that? Elder Yara.
Back in the 14th chapter.
14th chapter, you name book?
Mm-hmm. Same subject.
matter. And Acts chapter 2. Yeah. About 2 what? He may have taken about that same thing in chapter 2. He may have said about it in chapter 2, what verse is long? No, it's really early, man. He may have said it pertained to, bring it out.
Look at back, chapter 2, verse 40.
That's right, bring it out.
40, read.
What is read?
And with many other words did he testify and exhort.
Right.
Saying,
right.
Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
So save yourself. Now give me on Philippians 2:12. So save yourself. That's what he's saying. All thing you got to let your light shine, the only way you can save yourself. Let your light shine, keep moving. We're saying Philippians 2:12.
Okay. Let's.
2:12.
Verse 12. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Second Corinthians
4:18. Let me explain.
Book of Second Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 18. 18 reads.
Right.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
And that what we waiting on, eternal back. So otherwise, you say you got more mamas coming, more brothers coming, more now. You got to come in now.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the brothers, I heard our sister in class, one camp said, well, you know, because I ain't got my mama no more, I ain't got nobody. Well, because you need this verse put on you. You do right and y'all right. He said, you can get all the mothers you want. All the brothers you want. Huh? Is that what we're reading in verse 30?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right,
so
we're going to... As eternal life comes.
Give you a new family.
Give you a new family, and in the end, you will have eternal life.
In the mother. Holy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 And the thing that I want us to remember, too, by the time I remember this thing, and we're going to turn it on over to Mother E. Let's go to the book of Exodus. We're going to pick it up at chapter 20. We're going to read verse 1, verse 2, and pick it up at verse 8, down to verse 10. Remember, Earl, when we first started out, talking about things you got to remember. And we went to Malachi chapter 4, verse 4, and we were talking about, remember the Torah instruction that was given to Moses and the seniors when we got reading in Luke 24:27. So what's back then going on in the Torah instruction that we need to read? Because we know that Romans 16:4, what it say, Mother D.F. Israel, Travis, yeah, that's true. What we got over there in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4. What do you say over there?
Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
3. For whatsoever things were written of old time were written for our learning.
So whatever thing was written of four time was written for our learning. That means he's telling us this, Leroy, that in that time when he was talking, that what was written right there at that moment wasn't written before he had written it, before we got this back. That means he was talking about Deuteronomy. Matter of fact, he was talking about what he just said, remember the Torah instructions of Moses, Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. That's what they were talking about. So that means they only had Malachi all the way back to Genesis. That's what we need to be remembering to each other. But today we got the continuation of the book all the way to Revelation. Anything after that, after 96 AD, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you this, well, we know what's going on. That's why I gave it to us. We saying we ain't dealing with it. But we want to put on this scripture, right? We want to remember some things, right? What do you say in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7, says they did? Chapter 32, verse 7. Yeah, what do you say?
Remember the days of old.
Uh-huh.
Consider the years of many generations.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your father, and he will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Your elders, and they will.
So he's telling us to remember the days of old. And I thought we was warned to remember the Torah instructions written by Moses, right? Isaiah chapter 46. We'll pick it up at verse 8. For the book of Isaiah chapter 46, we're going to pick it up at verse 8. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 8. Now, I'm going to read this one. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 8, read. Remember this, and show yourselves man,
bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Verse 9. Remember the former things of old. For I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. So we want to remember the former things of old. So what did he say, Mother?
Verse 10
enough. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. Then my counsel should stand, and I will do all my blessings. So Yahweh said he declared this.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh said he declared these things from the beginning. So let's find out what's going on in the ancient times that Moses had written down that Yahweh was declaring in the beginning. What's going on in the heavenly tablets that we can read? Mother Eve.
Exodus.
Yeah, we're going to Exodus chapter 20. We're going to read verse 1, verse 2. We're going to drop down and we're going to read verse 8 down to 10. Mother Eve.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, verse 2, verse 8 to 10. Verse 1. And Yahweh speak all these words plainly.
Well, Yahweh speak all these words then.
Verse 2. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which have brought thee out of the land of Israel, out of the house of bondage.
So every time you see the word Egypt, which is a polluted word for Nazarene, it's the house of bondage. That's what it is, the land of bondage. You see the house? We talking about that land that we was in. We was in bondage over there. So what we reading in verse 8 and 9? What did he say?
Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day and keep
it right. So he told us, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it right.
That's right. Slavery.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, the whole stuff then.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. And on the seventh day,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh ended his work which he had made.
Mm-hmm.
And he rested on the seventh day.
What day he rested on?
On the seventh day.
How many days it took him to make every day?
6 days.
Okay. So we got a seventh day he rested. Then.
Rested on the 7 days from all his works which he had made.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh blessed the 7 days.
What's the blessed day?
7 days.
So it's 6 days, and 7 days out of a week. Show me in any of those 6 days that Yahweh said that's the blessed day. And we're going to show you at Voice of the True Israelite like that Yahweh said on the 7th day, I blessed the 7th day. He blessed the 7th day,
Leroy.
Mm-hmm. This is the, what we need to be looking at.
That's right.
So if you want to bless him, if you want him to bless you, read the book. The book will tell you where your blessings at.
Mm-hmm.
Your blessings is to keep the Sabbath. Finish reading that and Mother,
let me get a priest. Let me get a heavy priest up on that one.
Okay.
Mother of Israel, look at that Exodus 31 and look at 14 through 16. He's going to make specific about who this is all about. Matter of fact, you might read 13 down to 15.
Excellent.
Yeah, 31, 13 to 15. Let's see if we put a name on who must do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
31, 13 to 15.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 13 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation,
mm-hmm.
that you may know that I am Yahweh that doeth sanctify you. Verse 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is right holy. Unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
6 days